This is Bob Fetrakis with The Other Side of the News, brought to you by thefreepress.org. WCRS Community Radio 98.3 and 102.1. This is Bob Fetrakis bringing you The Other Side of the News. WCRS 98.3, 102.1. I'm in the studio here with John Dreska, Military Veterans Educational Foundation. They raise money for scholarships, for education, for the sons and daughters, the relatives of fallen veterans. And John's here to talk about what's going on with the Veterans Memorial Building. Welcome to The Other Side of the News, John.
Hey, Bob, thank you for having me on today. It's an honor and a privilege to share some time with you on this subject.
And it's an important subject. As many vets have told me over the years, vets don't declare wars. They're obligated to fight them. They don't declare them. That's a political decision. But this strikes me as a political decision to destroy the Veterans Memorial. If there is a version of secular sacrilege, it would seem odd that you would name a building that and tear it down, unless it was at the vets' behest. Do the veterans want this building torn down?
Bob, you're spot on. The veterans are totally outraged, and of course, I'm working with the American Legion and the Veterans of Foreign Wars, and we have DAV supporters, and even the vast majority of course, the people on Merrick Coleman's Veterans Advisory Board have already spoken out against this. It's been absolutely horrific what they're doing to us, and there's been no dialogue whatsoever on the subject. Every time we go to speak, they cut us off. They won't hold open hearings.
Let me get this right. The people who were sent abroad to fight for fundamental American values and freedom are being cut off at public forums in Columbus, Ohio.
Yeah, that's you're spot on. And I want to stick to pretty much the issues with Veterans Memorial. But to your point, if you wanted to see it, you could actually see the video. We videotaped them cutting off our microphones and yanking them out of our hands back at the Open Community event on December 19th. It's posted on our website, savefcvets.org. That's save, SAVEFC, for Franklin County, vets.org. And you can actually see Mayor Coleman's rep saying, cut off his microphone, and then you see them yank the microphones away. I've never seen anything like that in all my years of serving this great country, that we were not allowed to speak. And then the CDDC spokesman, the Columbus Downtown Development Corporation spokesman, started yelling at the American Legion members. All we wanted to do was have open dialogue about what's going on. And the thing that's really sad here is the attack against the taxpayer as well as the veteran, because uh-huh. The taxpayer is going to take it in the shorts on this. You're looking at a $53.8 million building that is bought and paid for by the taxpayers, and it operates in the black. It makes money. And we rent the building out, our auditorium, mm-hmm. almost 4,000 seats, as you know, for graduations. We have concerts down there. Michelle Obama has spoken down there. We have all kinds of events down there. We make money with the parking and leasing out the auditorium for use down there. And a lot of places won't have any place to go in the future because, it costs money to lease space or rent space in Columbus, Ohio, and we offer an affordable alternative. But not just the $53.8 million building that's coming down. It's going to cost $20.6 million of taxpayer money to tear the building down. So they don't even have the money raised for that, let alone a plan. All they have are these conceptual drawings about what they want to do, and they are rushing to tear it down so we can't stop them. All we're asking is let's put it on the ballot. Let the voters decide.
Well, people who listen to this show, they did the same thing over at Poindexter. The historical office of the city said, save 10 of these buildings. It's the heart of the black community. They were in a rush. They tore it down. The ballpark on the west side, bought and paid for. Its great sin seemed to be it was on the west side and no developers were making money off it in the arena district. But there seems to be this reoccurring pattern. And to me, it strikes me as non-transparent central planning that is often akin to an authoritarian society. You've got a downtown elite, and they're elected officials who seem to think that they're a wholly owned subsidiary of these mystery people who sort of know more than we do, know more than the people in a democracy. So, and they've taken two straight defeats. So I could see why you would want it on the ballot, because the educational plan in the middle of a scandal was beaten back by the taxpayers. And the zoo plan, in many cases, I think because the plan came out of nowhere. The people weren't brought in, weren't educated. And it often seems that a lot of this stuff has to do with making some developers who have built a lot of condos and townhouses and apartments downtown wealthier. Now, they're not going to give you a new place that's much better.
It's funny you should say that. They're actually moving us back to the place that was too small for us back in the 50s. They're going to move us back to the old COSI at 280 East Broad Street, where the Franklin County Board of Elections is right now. So they moved us out because it was too big. Now, we don't have as many veterans anymore. Of course, we haven't been at war for all these years. So, you should just go down there on any particular day. There could be 100-some people down there at the Veterans Service Commission getting support down there at that building. Again, we have a threefold mission that comes out of that building down there. Primarily, we do outreach services for veterans down there, so that's job training, obviously in the vocational areas, and we do a lot of stuff for our homeless veterans down there, and we do stuff with, and you're familiar with this, but the Kroger assistance cards and COTA bus passes and all that kind of stuff. We do that type of aid for our veterans out of that building. That is going to be moved to a different location, so we're all going to start getting spread out with the Veterans Memorial piece here. So they're going to get...
The Veterans Services are now centralized.
Centralized on a bus line, great location,
great parking,
handicap parking, tons of it. Now you can't even make a left turn off of Broad Street at the new location. There's no parking down there. The handicap access is abysmal at best, and they're crushing us into a small building with one bathroom. Now they'll try and make it right and everything like that, but so far they've done nothing that's been asked of them.
Well, can they make it right if they're retreating to a wrong position that was wrong in 1955? I mean, if it was too small in 1955, I suspect, because while we may have less vets coming out of World War II, I mean, the amount of vets that are injured and the staggering amount of homeless vets, some studies have showed as much as 40% of the homeless have been veterans. So the population that needs to be served has got to be practically at record numbers because of the improvements in medical care and the medevacs that occurred from Vietnam to the current day.
Now, that's a great point. And you know, the Korean War veterans, you know, they're in their late 70s, early 80s. You've got the Vietnam veterans, of course, now all in their 70s, late 60s, you know, getting into that time frame. Now, these are people, a lot of people need help out there, and you can see it on any day of the week when you go down there. And sadly, 85% of the folks that get services down there are from the African-American community. Mm-hmm. A lot of these folks need some help, and, you know, it just helps them get them back on their feet and get them going again. And now we're going to push them to a location that's going to be hard to find. They're not going to be able to park their vehicles. The access is abysmal getting into the building. And that's a horrible thing. But we also, you know, there's the outreach services piece. There's the meeting place for veterans. You know, we have all those meeting rooms that we meet on a weekly basis down there. So you have MilVets meeting down there. You have Vietnam Veterans of America, the Korean War Vets meeting down there. I go on and on and on. And we have free meeting space. They will not commit to any type of free meeting space in any plans going forward. And the CDDC will also, since it's going to be a memorial that they're building, will not commit to making the memorial free. They got to raise money somehow. Well, what they want to do is possibly charge admission. They haven't said that, but they're possibly going to be charging admission. So you're looking at this, and then, of course, we lose our auditorium, a source of revenue that we're bringing in. What government organization do you know out there that actually makes money? This is one.
Very few. Here's another odd part of this is With the recent scandal in the Obama administration and the way veterans were treated by the VA, you would think that local politicians, county politicians, would have learned something from treating vets badly. It's a group with a tremendous amount of sympathy for their sacrifices, and it seems like this could backlash on them.
Yeah, that's a great point, Bob. In this day and age, I mean, the VA scandal is one of the most atrocious things I've seen in my lifetime. And you would think in this day and age that people would be sensitive to it. But the Franklin County commissioners, who are not veterans, but they'll wave that flag. You know, I've got a relative that was in the military. They'll say,
I'm sure they're going to be in every parade when they're up for election.
Yeah, they're not going to be welcoming too many parades, I'll tell you that right now. But, you know, they have decided that to put, you know, corporate profits, and they're going to give our – basically, there's no purchase price for this land. Our land is being given away to the developers.
Oh, a welfare check.
Yeah.
At least logically, why wouldn't you sell this on the open market and turn the money over to a vets advisory group so they could build a state-of-the-art building that vets want? So not only are you destroying all the centralized services, a veterans memorial, which seems like sacrilege, is that they're giving the money away to people that usually don't live in the city, and they're incredibly rich.
That's a great point. As a matter of fact, the property is going to be given to the Community Improvement Corporation. They have 20 years to develop the west section of land before the county would get it back. 20 years they could leave it just sit there. So we lose everything, and they can develop it as they see fit. You know, they'll keep coming at you for tax increases to put stuff on that thing. But basically, they want to put condos and stores down there, and they don't like, you know, having the veterans down there anymore. We're being kicked to the curb because, you know, let's face it, our property wasn't worth anything all these years. Now they want to develop that side of Columbus, Ohio, and, you know, we're in their way. So, you know, they can just bowl us out of the way. Three county commissioners vote. They absolutely have no hearings on it. They vote to just destroy it. And they run, and the tragedy is we were tasked to come up with a plan to fix this. You know, what do you want to do? Let's look for Vets Memorial to the future. And we came up with a great plan, and it cost $75,000 of taxpayer money to come up with the plan to save and to renovate and rejuvenate that facility. And that took care of the asbestos remediation. It put the new fire suppression system into that building. The stage access, everything was addressed. The electrical wiring, everything was addressed in our plan, in the veterans plan. It never even saw the light of day.
How much would that have cost?
The veterans plan would have cost about $40 million. Interestingly enough, if Mr. Wexner's gift to the veterans of $25 million, which is going to the Columbus Downtown Development Corporation, and...
Okay, let me get this right. The Columbus Veterans Downtown, they wouldn't have given Mr. Wexner's money away to a non-vet group, would they?
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm not a politician, and I don't know, but all I was going
to
say...
Did they give it to a vets group, or they give it to a
No, they're giving it to the Downtown Development Corporations, getting $25 million. But that $25 million with Governor Kasich's $15 million is the $40 million we need. You got it right there.
But a lot of these people have seen a lot of action, lifting money from wealthy people and putting it in their pocket to develop things without input from the people. But it's not exactly the kind of vets that have actually been in the U.S. military. I mean, there's this thing called donative intent. That's just outrageous. Money earmarked for veterans not being used for what it obviously needs to be used for.
Yeah, we actually do collect millage. Basically, since the end of the Civil War, millage has been raised and collected. Now, most cities, like Cleveland and Cincinnati, give everything to the veterans. However, the Franklin County commissioners, once you get to a certain percentage, and I don't want to, without the lawyers there, I don't want to go into all the numbers, but once you get above a certain number, they just contribute the tax to the general fund. It does not go to veterans. And that's pretty, that's a crying shame.
And this is a veterans millage that they're putting in the general fund?
Absolutely. Absolutely. But it's legal based off of some laws that were changed back in the 80s. What they're doing is legal. It's not illegal. It might be immoral, but it's still
unethical.
Legal. unethical, but sure. But it's still legal because they did the finger hut law changed.
It really doesn't surprise me. They took the money for public access to have alternative voices and they put that in the general fund. They took the money for neighborhood development, for empowerment zones for very poor neighborhoods. They put that in the general fund. They used the Capital South Development Corporations. Some of the richest people in the city took the urban development grant for poor neighborhoods and put it in the city center and then tore it down when Easton came along. So on a basic level, you're seeing this reoccurring pattern where developers are grabbing all the money no matter whose it's intended for. And the fact that you can get a court to say it's legal doesn't make it moral and doesn't make it ethical. So what are the vets going to do? Before I get to that question, John Dreska, Military Veterans Educational Foundation, let me say, this is The Other Side of the News. I'm Bob Fitrakis. You're listening to WCRS at 98.3 and 102.1. What are the vets going to do?
Yeah, that's a great question. And what we're doing is we're appealing to all the folks out there that listen to your show and to in the media to cover the story from a taxpayer and a veteran standpoint. We want to let the county commissioners know that we're not going to stand up for this outrage. We demand that this be placed on the ballot. You know, if they put it on the ballot and we vote on this and we lose, we'll walk away. The veterans will be fine. You know, if the voters don't want to support veterans, that's fine. We can walk away from it. It's a crying shame that they're going to put a small memorial down there, give up our property. And, you know, think about it from the waste of taxpayer standpoint. I mean, in the last year and a half, 2 years, we just put $2.85 million into that building for the new elevators, for service elevators, tables, chairs, AV equipment, the parking lot repairs, the new transformers, the rooftop chillers, the auditorium soundboard, disaster recovery equipment, and a marketing survey. They put all that money into that building, and now they're going to tear it down. I mean, what were they thinking? What were they thinking? As a taxpayer, I'm absolutely outraged.
Well, we've discussed that on this show before. It's my opinion. What they're thinking is there's people who get money renovating, there's people who get money tearing down, there's people who get money building anew, and the one thing they have in common is they all donate to the politicians downtown. And that this show, we've covered this before. Back in the early 90s, they tore down Sullivan Gardens. Sullivan Gardens had been promised to the poor people who live there. They took money out of their paychecks. One of the group of buildings was brick, very well made. The land could be valuable at the time if there was a flood wall. Jack Kemp, the person in charge of urban development in the Reagan years, said the reason poor people are poor is because they don't own property. Let's give them some property. So they renovated all of Sullivan Gardens across the river there. They renovated it. They paid, you know, millions of dollars to do that. And then they turned around and said it's on a floodplain, knocked it down, and soon after, and moved all the people out without them owning the land. Poor people that had paid for that property, you know, over a decade. And then they turned around and decided U.S. representative from the district, Price, brought in a flood wall. And then the new people that own that land suddenly had become rich. So there's a reoccurring pattern of taking things away from the neediest or the ones who deserve it, the veterans, and giving it to the wealthiest people who could go out and afford to buy their own land.
No, absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. There's a lot of that going on. I'm not a politician, and nor will I ever be a politician. I'm not one of those kind of people. I just would like to get awareness out there to people that...
I think people... this story gets out there, because I was told about it by a vet, and first I dismissed it because it seemed unbelievable that nobody would be that stupid to treat the vets in Franklin County that poorly. So I thought there must be a misunderstanding. Nobody would dare treat veterans in this day and age that bad.
Well, you can see the color video of them cutting off our microphones, yanking them out of our hands, and then after Mayor Coleman invited us to come speak on December 19th down at COSI, and they basically, the head of the CDDC, their head spokesman, just said, why don't you guys get out of here? And it's caught on mic. I mean, you know, they don't want it. Now, you won't get their version of the tape because they didn't release it. They've destroyed all the copies, but we just happen to be recording it in one of those gotcha moments. So let people make the decision. You can go out there and see the video at savefcvets.org, savefcvets.org. You can see the video for yourself. And you make the decision yourself and form your own opinion. Don't let me tell you. I want to, you know, I'm sticking to my facts that building, you know, from a taxpayer standpoint, a $53.8 million building that's for veterans, set aside for veterans, and then you're going to waste another $20.6 million in taxpayer money to tear it down and then more money to build some other kind of memorial there.
How much to tear it down again?
$20.6 million.
So that's half the cost of the renovation.
Yeah.
With the Wexner money and the other money that was set aside, is that it really wouldn't cost that much to renovate it if you immediately deduct the demolition cost.
Absolutely. That is such a great point. The numbers do not add up. They can't make the numbers work. And, you know, they just lost their anchor with the zoo defeat, obviously. And that was pretty handy. That was 70-30, as we all know. People do not like taxes going to pay for this stuff.
And that was the cover of the last Free Press. The Columbus Free Press had the cover, the second straight defeat for the downtown elite. Take us through the history of this building again. The building is built in what year?
They started building it in 1951 and it opened in 1955. You may be familiar with some of the people that have been there over the years, from Elvis Presley to Aretha Franklin, Columbus Symphony Orchestra, B.B. King, Ohio State Marching Band, Sammy Davis Jr., Malia Jackson, Bob Dylan, Count Basie, Cab Calloway, Jimi Hendrix, Chicago, Diana Ross, The Osmonds, Jackson 5, Grand Ole Opry, Bill Cosby, Ray Charles, Billy Graham, James Brown, Gladys Knight, Natalie Cole, and the Kenley Players. I mean, that's not everybody. That's just ones that some of the bigger ones.
Some of the bigger names, and that's good size. 4,000 seat auditorium.
Exactly, 3,916 seats in there, and they can pack it a little bit more. Should they need to. But, you know, it was approved. The voters approved a $4.5 million bond issue and an additional bond issue later on.
And when was this? In 51?
This is back in 51. Mm-hmm. And they brought this out, and then they had a subsequent bond issue a couple years later, and I can't remember the dollar value on that. But, you know, everything was paid for by the voters, and it was set aside as a memorial for veterans. And if you've been in there and you've seen our plaques, all of our Franklin County war dead are on the walls of that building. We're engraved into the marble and onto the steel structures in there. And they're going to tear all our stuff out and probably throw it in some closet somewhere.
Well, that's the, the concept of building a memorial. I mean, it's the same way I feel about removing Native American bones from mounds. There are certain things that are sacred. A memorial should be precisely that, not something that is temporary and can be removed to suit the interest, because somebody can make a few bucks off removing those names and desecrating a memorial. So you're saying that the ownership of this seemed to have transferred somewhere in around 1987. Could you explain that to the listeners?
Yeah, we had a board that actually controlled a veterans board that actually controlled the ownership of it right up until 1987. And again, politics is politics, and I don't know how they did it, but for some reason, the veterans board deeded the property over to the Franklin County commissioners. Maybe because they thought they'd be good stewards for eternity to make sure nothing bad ever happened. But you know, elections, you know, change folks, and we ended up getting three county commissioners that aren't veterans. And I'm not saying that that's necessarily a bad thing, but they don't understand veterans, clearly. And,
well, they apparently understand developers.
Well, it's just a shame. I mean, from a taxpayer and a veteran standpoint, both the taxpayer and the veteran are taking it in the shorts on this one. And where is the business case analysis that says this makes sense for the city? It doesn't.
Well, that's that seems to go on a lot around here. Even with the arena, suddenly the Blue Jackets make the playoff, and then the Blacks. So you give four of the wealthiest families in the city, including the Wolf family, you give them this bailout, and suddenly they don't need the bailout because they're in the black because the hockey team wins. So a lot of these decisions do not seem to be based on best business practices or sound fiscal judgment, but more because somebody seems to be able to make a lot of money off a welfare check from public entities.
No, that you're spot on again. You're hitting the nail right on the head, and this is what's so frustrating to us. They pay for a plan for us to fix the building. Mm-hmm. We work on the plan. We come up with a plan. But at the same time, the same county commissioners go out and hire the CDDC to come up with their own plan for the site, and their plan is take
and
all the land away
those
from us.
Initials again for the
I'm sorry, business. Yeah, the Columbus Downtown Development Corporation, and they'll hire anyone to work for them. They've hired a couple outspoken veterans, put them on their salary just mm-hmm. to speak bad about all the other veterans groups, but we've got so many of us and so few of them. I mean, their lead spokesperson isn't from Ohio. He's a military officer with 35 years. He's not from Ohio. Mm-hmm. He doesn't live in Franklin County. And he had never even been to Vets Memorial, and yet he said, it's got to come down. We just got it's not.
Hi,
it's
I'm not sure where the building is. I've never been there, but it's got to. And again, I mean, I can remember back to 1992 when they hired some Native Americans to celebrate Columbus. And the vast majority of Native Americans weren't big on celebrating the site of their genocide. And, of course, we found out those people were being paid, and the Lakota referred to them as the Uncle Tom Toms. So you put enough money out there, you can always get somebody to look the other way on their interest and solidarity with the group they should be with. But the vast majority of vets, and I've heard from enough of them, are outraged and also confused. It's like, why?
No, it doesn't make sense. And now we go from one centralized location. By the way, Ohio law says you have to have one centralized location for all your veterans outreach. So you go from one centralized location. Now our memorial is going to be, they're going to build us a small memorial at that location, and then we're going to have to go back down across the river to the old Kosci to go get our outreach services down there. So now you got to go to two different locations for what is consolidated as one location right now.
So you're going to the new Kosci, which was the old high school, or are you going now to the Board of Elections building, which was the old Vets Memorial? Which is it?
We're going to the old Vets Memorial,
which
was
the
old
board
Kosci,
which
is the Board of Elections right,
right
now.
The board,
yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah. Where we used to be, and we're going to a 107-year
building. And they're going to So
we're going to be pushed right back to where we came from. Which was too small for us back then, and you know our needs have grown exponentially now, so they're going to try and cram us back in there.
And, well, that would explain the Board of Elections is moving. I'm not sure where, but...
I think they're going up to Morse Road or something like
that. Oh, into that large... Okay. Kohl's, the old Kohl's building. All right. Can this be stopped?
We think it can be stopped. If enough people find out what's going on, the Franklin County Commissioners can revote, or they can put it on the ballot. That's what we can mm-hmm. do here. Or we're appealing to those large, wealthy people out there that want to donate to CDDC. To instead of giving their money to the CDDC, give it to the veterans. Give it to the veterans that want to do something for other veterans. Let us renovate. We can have a world-class facility that can continue to make money instead of just kicking us to the curb like yesterday's trash. I mean, in light of the VA scandal and all these attacks against veterans that we've seen, why on God's green earth would the county commissioners come out so vehemently against veterans? It doesn't make sense why they just have declared war on veterans.
Now, have you done a study of the old Veterans Memorial, which was the Kosci building, which was the Board of Election? Is there any study that they've actually done saying this will meet your needs? 1 minute.
No, truthfully, we've been down there. We've walked the building. We've seen what they've offered to us. It is woefully short of what we have now. It's a crying shame, and the word is not getting out.
Well, thank you, John Dreska, Military Veterans Educational Foundation. It's Bob Fitragus, the other side of the news. Thanks for coming. And what's that website?
SaveFCVets.org. SaveFCVets.org.
Thanks.